Yeah, he's not necessarily Whitaker and the other staff, but I don't think it's on the agenda before. Yeah, I did that, you know. Give him a pass. Give him four or five passes, say, to take the auto passes to our, so they have a good participation. Roger, get in. So they do.
I understand this one, this one came off the way you wanted it to. He's supposed to have thought of it.
Oh, well, I don't draw any parts of credit.
The Rogers was good, Conley was very good, and Steve Scott topped them both.
He was best.
That was the thing, and he really came through. That's very good that we get others and Conley coming through with the process, so it isn't just John Conley out in front all the time. Or everybody else standing.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, it's rare based on bringing prices up. But this may as well talk.
about getting the squeeze down on the processors and the middlemen and the retailers and all that, instead of on the producer. Like the battling and all that beef stuff, they want to take off the, you know, let some more beef, then it won't make any difference in the price of hamburger. To speak of, it'll just screw the market.
Well, what is the situation in Tabella here? I noticed that today they have one.
If you want to shift the emphasis there, we probably ought to have planning and sit in that meeting. In addition to or instead of dinner.
Okay, now on this one.
Okay.
I don't think it's quite ready. I don't want to make it. I don't want to, let me put it this way, I don't want to make it really this much time. I want them to do it.
You just said you wanted to run this up away by noon. I knew it because I didn't have to see Kissinger to talk to him.
Yep.
I don't think we better. Let's just let this one go. I'll bring him in next time around.
Okay.
Next time around. There's no problem. He's not on the job yet, technically. So, take over 1 minute. Christian, you got I don't exactly understand why, but you got a very strong news ride on that damn speech last night.
Oh, well, hell, the air kind of stuff.
No, no, Bob, I'm talking about the network radio user, which is where
actually I wanted to do the speech. It was a lousy speech, wasn't it?
Oh, Christ.
I mean, I remember at the time I was sitting down there discussing, and I felt, you know, I felt very much in already put the two together. It took 3 hours to do that and got it over to me, and so I read it. So I had to take 10 minutes at the end and add to it, you know, I talked a bunch. That sort of thing, just sort of give them a lift, but God damn it, we have got to do something about the speech thing. It was an audience that wanted to cheer some, you know, wanted to get a little lift. And I just think, I don't know what could, obviously may have to fight the price ball. Just maybe, I hate to say it, but I don't think Big Ray is a good speechwriter, and therefore is not a good speech editor. And frankly, I think it helps rather right. I read those two speeches and stuff like that. And they seem to be one of them's got a bite in the eye. I haven't read my press copies that I can look at too, because I'm not as you can, so you can't see. But it has some bites, and it was the other one, and the other one is Nebraska ones, which I think those are the times. Because Nebraska had news in it. So that's where you called for the
youth to join with us
and all that stuff. I got it. The speech was not, frankly, written for purposes of the audience, you know what I mean? Just wasn't for the
audience. That's why it made the news, is that
it just wasn't written for the audience. I mean, understand. The thing I can't emphasize too strongly, I don't think that anybody here understands you, man. I think you do. But they don't realize that on the stage, you and on these goddamn radio, that television, when I do them, I agree. busy as it is, a lot of things. Really, really was not.
It should have been better. I mean, it should have happened. I'll tell you what, it's both Price and Sapphire are not capable of emotion. That's what it gets down to. And a speech has got to have a little emotion in it. It's got to have a little lift. They put the stuff down, they gave them, and took all the dust out of it. That's what I mean.
Maybe
that's the role for Don and get into the secret.
I don't even want to receive his credentials.
easy on our own. There's too much.
Well, yes.
It's got to clear to John Connolly. And if he does job, then it doesn't get done. Your argument is that it's better not to have it done than to do it without Connolly's clearance. But, you know, you get to a point where that becomes a problem.
Well, that's interesting. It wasn't the case of Connolly's clearance a lot.
Small group, one or the other, depending upon the developments around. anything that you got to do, right?
Yeah.
Because I heard we did it.
Got a man.
Worked for another quarter for 15 minutes now. Gets back to the end of the show.
And that satisfies you.
Confirming, so.
I'll be goddamn if I have any answer to this speech thing, but I'll be goddamn if it just, I know what's, after that one, I decided afterwards, I just went and held it, I follow my intuition, take off a couple hours, and, you know, work some up. It is easy. Sit down and figure out what the hell is the speed supposed to be.
it's easy.
You just go there and clear it out.
You want to get, you want it to sound that way, but it must never be that way.
Well, I would raise the goddamn subject, but then just go, just continue your search. And just look at the speaker or not.
They give you the run of the speech writers, because there is no such thing. The guy you're looking for probably is the speech writer. And, you know, but what the hell is it? It's got to be a guy who understands speech writing.
Connie went in to open up, so these guys are probably not bad ideas.
Talk to them. But their point is that if I want to do that, then I can.
It's not kind of thing, you know, maybe not. If you give up, if you face the fact that you don't have a writer who's going to do it for you, maybe that's an easier way to do it than for you to take the talking points and try to have it. But it probably isn't. It probably takes you just as much work to do that and end up reading the speech, which is what I was doing as I looked at the speech. There's no question that on any occasion, even including the state of the union for that, if you could have limited, it'd be better than reading. And also, you've got to remember that you've got to play to your abilities. And I know you have the ability to add a damn thing in an organized way. You also have an unusual ability to read the speech. And you, not much of that.
But I don't think we should ever, within limited degree. free, but I don't...
Some kind of can get more out of not having an advanced tax.
We can force all of this in progress.
Where the president is concerned, and where they have got to cover it, they need to come something that's huge. The advanced tax gives them a chance to fire around right there.
So any decision should ever be made because of getting out of the advanced tax.
The other moral, however, is that anything you're doing that you want any coverage on, do it tomorrow. Don't do it tonight.
Oh, I know that.
Do it in 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's like for this conference.
Yeah.
You could have been the luncheon speaker yesterday, not the dinner speaker.
Well, I
if we wanted out of this, we didn't care that.
Oh, as a matter of fact, the luncheon speaker is much better for me anyway, because what I have to do is sit around all afternoon and waste my time.
Get ready for the goddamn thing.
Go over there and get back home. Back by 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock or whatever the case might be. And it's a boomer who's handing in.
So I'm going to get
it. Always. Always. You can't do it in, can you?
But I would think that.
Well, in my end, I didn't realize.
You can't go right to sleep after when all
really, you know, it's not much. I would have to read, you know, I have to. But the point is, always schedule me for doing things. I wish I had gotten in volunteer thing to be done. Also, when I'm talking to a telephone, and also makes them write better.
say, get to the point. This is a great man you're honoring tonight because of such and such. Good luck.
Declaration of Fire Johnson about our policy, and I raised my respect. But he was not.
not negotiated an RPO changes. But this is, you never asked for some question of disagreement of more
of the members right here. I have said over and over again, senators, columnists, and all the rest. But second and a half, so
yeah, we're,
I wouldn't like to go with it.
There's nothing, nothing, then, right?
I think,
right.
Well, you know, you can go back to my interview, because I made the point, that was how the whole point was brought in to begin with, was what kind of criticism bothers him. And I made the point, it's only that criticism that interferes with the carrying out of a policy.
What's your evaluation of the, how's that story? Is it any more just a conference today?
Well, the leaders were asked about it. They have provided it in a delicate way. They simply said, well, it's a personal view, and they're not going to, you know, comment or expand upon the statement by others, the line I did. But actually, it gives everyone about a position now where they can come out hard and still be a little tone below.
Well, it's got interesting pieces. Novak came on, ran the thing. Yeah.
Christ.
Well, no, but not. He put it this way. He said, the Muskie people,
he thinks we find it here 4 days before Muskie.
Yeah. He says, the Muskie people are leaving with joy because they think that you know, this is really set them up now. But he said, when they stop thinking about it, they're going to realize that they've been had. Because, and that his thesis was, Holloman never speaks loosely, rarely speaks at all. If he says something, there was a reason for his saying it. And the reason here is that Muskie has now been forced to a decision. He's been trying to move to the left and capture, you know, reach out delicately and pick up some of this peace stuff. He's now been chopped off and has to make a decision which he before didn't have to make. Which way is he going to go now? Is he going to go for surrender, which is the only way to stay over on the left? Or is he going to come back off of this position, try to get back on the other side at all? In which case, he's in real trouble. He said, if when they start recognizing that, they're going to realize that maybe they aren't so people after all. You notice Muskie hasn't said one word.
Well, maybe Novak's point about their delight point. Let me tell you, I'm not so sure that Ron's reaction. We sit around here in Washington and they moan about the Maryland's, economic crisis. I don't think they particularly want this issue. What do you think?
The Democrats?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
No, what I mean is they are swinging.
If our whole analysis is accurate at all, we're doing the right thing. The more we keep it going, the better off we are. As long as we're not,
our point of view is not to us, though. Don't get off the hook and think too much because of the guys in that car here with that.
Sure. For example, Nancy's not, you know, she's mother-in-law surveyed, but she's no right wing.
Yeah.
But reasonable guy. I walked to him last night and said, what do you think about all of this? He does it right. He's right. So that, you know, look, and I was telling the president, well, no, but we were talking yesterday. You know, we here in Washington sit around and we say, well, you know, what about the McCarthyism and the philosophical? The guy out in the car, out in on the West Coast and all over, hears something like that and they will say, right. You know, the president should be running. You know, who else to negotiate?
Well, so that got elected to the Congress, the Senate, the vice presidency. It's kind of got everything. He's practically beside himself.
Well,
but since the second coming,
but I well, you're right.
South Carolina was cranked out there, all shouting right on.
But we just, I think we just. Well, the float up there.
Yeah.
The president takes the line that he took yesterday. He's right to criticize
something.
Not pressing the president. They're not pressing
them, right?
They didn't.
Kind of an interesting side.
They did not press the leaders this morning.
It's kind of an interesting side.
They were not listening.
Now NBC figured that it was such important news that they gave it a 5-minute lead or whatever it was last night.
Why the hell did they sit on it for 10 days? Yeah, they had that story in the can for 10 days.
Huh. Well, I guess they have to.
No, I'm pretty sure. They could have broken any time of one.
I guess you're right.
Was there now?
Sure, they could have run it on the day show, right? I guess
they could have run it on the evening news the night after you recorded if they wanted to.
Of course, they had it in the can and they knew it.
Sure.
So it was there.
Or whatever the word is. Well, no, rather than there and go back.
when's the president going to have a press conference so we can get some questions asked? I said, what are they? And then they, you know, mumble around and occasionally they can't come up with anything.
That's the other thing. You ask them to have a press conference and they don't ask anything.
That's right. Or they'll say, we have all these questions. I say, what are they? And they can't, they flounder around.
That's very good.
Jack Kemp's a real supporter.
Yeah. Well, the three guys we had were second
all out. Second?
He's an all out right wing enthusiast, too. Yeah. Steiger's good on the other side, too.
Focus is the president is there with the responsibility doing everything he can, and these people over here are undercutting him and diluting his efforts. That is the real issue that will take with people.
And they're doing it, and they're undercutting him. And in fact, what is their alternative? Well, turn the country over to Congress. That's the next step.
That's the next step.
And there's where the issue gets drawn. Right. And you know, you never know. Maybe we're on the wrong side of that.
Well, see, I think we have to make every effort to not allow the issue to come down to what the Democrats are fighting to get into it, or pushing to get into, to sit in the public mind, Q versus 400 prisoners.
That's right.
See, now, we've got
that's
to...
That's way away from that now.
It is. But we've got to be very cautious that we don't allow them to drive us into that position, because that is something that, that we lose on.
My hope has turned it completely away. The play on that has turned it completely away from the POWs versus two.
Right.
And gets it to the question of undercutting the negotiations, first of all, and the communists turning over. There's a different thing turning over South Vietnam to the communists than there is they're supporting the two government. I never mentioned two at all.
But the strongest issue is the president of the United States.
That's right.
Doing everything he can. The President of the United States, who has a responsibility, the President of the United States, who, when he was out of office, did not attempt to undercut, and now you've got a body of individuals over here for their own personal advancement are undercutting the President. And I think in order to make that point, the President, as he is, maintains the posture up here, moving to meet his responsibility, and lets all of this occur down here, and that will solidify this position. And I think the American people can't help but support the president on that. But if it gets down to the ceasefire thing and the 400 prisoners, it's too complex for people. They become uncomfortable with it. They can't understand it. And then they finally, in frustration, say, damn it, I want out anyway. I don't care how we get out. Why don't we just get Q out of there? Get our prisoners.
That's what Musky says.
That's
all the conversation.
Right.
It's all the conversation with Q outside.
Right.
But because he was too dumb and hadn't done his homework, he outside threw him completely off of that.
Sure.
And left things wrong with
him. They may, in their frustration, say, let's do that. The public center will be built up to do it. But there's no question about the fact if it was done, then their sentiment would go absolutely
blood. He's not a doctrinaire right-winger. He's very right-wing, but he's not doctrinaire. He's very intelligent. Don't you think so? Very. but he needs one now.
Right.
got to remember that the temperature freezing.
As we get into the political year.
There's something about it. It doesn't come true.
Even though I know you want to see.
Seekers is as contrast to Rogers, the substance of Rogers himself is nothing. Therefore, what he says about the person comes through overruns what he says about the president is with his virtue is on the subject of rest of the substance. And therefore, the one comes through louder than the other, and you don't hear the other. Bill says, there's a decided benefit to superficiality.
That's why politicians are not.
The whole thing is superficial. The whole thing is superficial, and especially numbers, which is obviously very superficial.
The other side of that is the weakness we've had in our cabinet.
concern of some of the riders here on that one.
They're both dead. And the man is a very well master. But the ring is kind of casting their eyes, so I'm not going to do that. But however, it's a... He's good at this, sir. He had this dialogue with Joe and Lonnie and so forth. But my God. One of the reasons Joe and Lonnie talk so long, because they can't talk so long. You're not ready. And you're not... What's the other guy going to do? You go on for a long dissertation about, you know, the background, the historical process, and all that crap. Well, it's important to know it, but you don't always have to talk about it. You know, Henry, you know, Henry's problem is that he loves to show off his intellectual powers. Don't you think that's it?
Well, then, given the Chinese philosophical basis of maintaining face and all that sort of thing, as soon as Henry starts starting that way, Joe would have to, I guess. He can't be outdone in his philosophical depth by the guy he's talking to. Especially when, to his point of view, Henry is his inferior.
Good question,
No, I guess not. We think that, I think you're right, that we've changed the whole reconstruction. I'm not sure we can. Oh, I will in the future. So I don't think we can at all. But I think in the future, that it is by much better. Basically, why those people are breathing because of this enormous problem with the Greeks who kept it for us all.
Henry's trying to BBC thing?
Oh, no.
BBC's trying to get him. It's just unbelievably... They're trying to get him to do a... They're doing a television special on that.
Well, of course.
He did the China trip. They want him to do a...
Of course.
To set the frame of reference. And I said, well, Henry, what in the world good did that do us? And he said, well, it would establish the right line in the British press.
Oh, that's going to get it.
And how will the British press get the wrong line if you don't do it? Then what difference does it make to us what the British press writes anyway?
Right.
Well, if I said, well, he said, I'm not arguing for it, that's his standard line.
Yeah.
I don't want to go on with whatever you come back and figure you probably come in.
Everybody
probably will come in and raise it.
Everybody is there. In the morning, and after me, I heard about Barbara Walters, so I went through them. I said, no, you're not going to give it to Barbara Walters. I said, she's worth it. You're not going to do it ever. I told you that.
But he's done it today, so he did. It was okay for him to do it, because he did it on the, you know, what's Henry Kissinger like, and that's not bad.
No.
But it's ridiculous to do it on stuff.
You're not going to do anything on that. He's going to do BBC, and that's the most ridiculous stuff. And then all he would do is bring it to the American.
Well, that's what I said. How would we explain to the American audience if you do an exclusive for the British broadcasting company?
That's right.
And what the hell good will it do us? What you do then is, because they'll pick it up, you force the American network to get their interview from Kissinger by taking it off the British television.
He's not going to do anything where we go by
that. That's who knows that. But he keeps it.
And they all come out the back. We may have to, I don't know what we want to do then. Let's see.
Now, I think you probably want it to go on.
Well, I wish you were
right. It is safe. Desirable thing to have it on.
You should understand, just painting go on, and create, and it can go on any of us. That's why I say about getting some invitation from Philadelphia, you know, for Richard Club, anything like that, for his inside. As you can then get a very good audience, right? Then I say the recommended Chinese position you should assume.
put that money in there.
Now, these are unfortunately a little long term, but I have held sessions so long that I said you can't just get through it by going to the system. Said that he got
right.
But Scott separates also, he says, now there are old Democrats that are putting party for country first. He says, you were known for that. And Jackson deserves support for this. He's trying to get it, and they come up with thanking for it. But the others have gone beyond the pale. And not that, but they have. Now, in a second, we want Beverly to go beyond the pale. We want McCarthy to decide that
that's right.
To go beyond the pale. And
I think
for that. But I think we want to push Muskie. He do have a party. We want to push Muskie beyond the pale.
But Governor was the only politician that's not.
What? How did Muskie get him on?
McGovern?
Scott, how did McGovern get him on?
Well, he McGovern came in and he goes to school about what was going to happen. I said, George, I just want you to know you're an honorable man. And you represent the only alternative to our position. He said, that's absolutely right. There isn't an iota of difference. There wasn't an iota of difference, he said, between Muskie, Nixon, and Humphrey in 1968. He said, in 1969, he's dancing around. He said, and now Muskie, he said, and everyone heard the chancellor was there. He said, Muskie is just an opportunist.
Opportunist?
He said, and Muskie is either will either lead to the Nixon position or to the but there is no Muskie position. He said he doesn't know what he's talking about. And I said, you know, George, you're a Democrat as long as you say it, I would say it at a private dinner. But what he said about the ceasefire was absolute nonsense. And he said, that's oh, he was making all our points and I kept right, and also by praising him the other time, he said I was fair-minded. I said, I want you to know I'm totally opposed to your position, George, but it's the only alternative to our position. The only alternative to our position is to turn the government over to the communists.
Right.
And to do it fast.
I know Scott supported that.
And Jack Chancellor was there.
Is that a viable position for me to call?
No,
but maybe people would say it was, but does it matter? You look, for example, at Algeria and the Gulf Stream. So he turned it over to the radicals.
No, but he
on the other hand, it didn't matter whether the hell France survived as a viable world power. It doesn't matter whether we survive. That's the
truth. The president, it is forgotten that it took him 5 years to do it. And he did it in a totally confused way. In which this is eventually what happened, but it isn't what happened immediately. And he had the great advantage that his opposition was on the right. So that everyone opposing him had a worse solution.
Coming back to this, though, my feeling is that even if the country would say, turned over the communists, we have no choice.
The Hague was at a dinner at the British Embassy yesterday, where Goldberg was present. Arthur Goldberg. Goldberg said, I'm embarrassed to have Muskie as my standard bearer. Democrats don't deserve to win. Stuart Alsop was babbling there all over the place what a fool Muskie is. Last night.
They're right.
That's right. said to them, well, I said to the president, I asked him the question, how do you know what the president is going to do if he gets re-elected without a deal? I said, it's not unnatural for him to take violent steps. He said, I like the way you put it. I would have said it's natural for him.
Thank you.
Jesus Christ, they all studied this. I don't study military art. You didn't either, I don't think. Jesus Christ, all they got to do is to read. All I do, you read.
They were in all
almost every time of one core short or one or two cores short, which is 60 million against 400 is the answer, that's too great. But they nearly won at Le Mans, they nearly won at Bretagne. They nearly won on March 21st.
It's their fault, is it not? If there is fault, we will take it.